We're going to the table of the Lord this morning. And I apologize for not continuing that habit which for years we never gathered to hear the word of the Lord without going to the table. But in spite of my shortfallness, we've done plenty of teaching with regard to it. But we come to this table, to this table of grace, on which there is that cup of wine and broken bread. It's not the wine or the bread themselves, but what they symbolize. The attitude. The frame of reference in which these symbols are being partaken of. We are doing it in remembrance of Jesus Christ as he instructed. On the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." It says, in the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians, "After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me.'" The central point of this faith activity is not the cup or not the bread. It is through these symbols the remembrance of Jesus. God, through his word, declares in the prophet Isaiah that of Jesus Christ, that he took upon himself all our sicknesses, diseases, and infirmities, and carried the pains thereof away. And he gives the conclusion that with his stripes we are healed. Peter, looking back at the occasion, says, after the fact, says that with his stripes we were healed. I know there are some listening, of which I am one, where by the acting on this promise of God have received healing of the Lord. I know there are some listening, and in my own experience, though partaking worthily, have not seen the result of the promise of God here. But the main purpose of this exercise is that we are doing it by faith, that we are by faith connecting with God, and of those who are operating. In that vehicle with which God says we are connected to Him, that is faith, we have no doubt that we shall in eternity be the privileged recipients of all the promises of God. Results down here might be icing on the cake, but the eternal results of this faith act is that God has put us in Christ, and therefore by faith we take this bread, with the heart believe, with the mouth make declaration, remembering Jesus, and say with His stripes we were healed in Jesus. Amen. The cup also of wine, it represents the blood of Jesus Christ, which is the life of Jesus, which was poured out for our sakes as full payment. For our sins. I don't say this very often, but glory to God. He did this. And we take this cup with joyous understanding in remembering Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. By whose blood we have been cleansed from all our sins. And believe me, in the flesh, as long as we're in the flesh, that is a faith statement. And though we may not see it, God's word has declared it, and we have hearkened diligently unto God's word. And by faith, we lift this cup, thanking God for His grace, His unmerited favor. In Jesus' name. Amen.